Wish granted. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. I got a press release from the state Senate's Freedom Caucus, which is now saying that the governor should resign because of all the state employees who've quit rather than get vaccinated. The numbers are significant. The state ferry system alone lost 7% of its employees, as many riders know all too well. But I have to say, I'm a little surprised to see all this gnashing of teeth over the cuts, because critics have been saying for years that state government is way too big. Well, in the case of the ferry system, it just got 7% smaller. Wish granted. And maybe we've all forgotten, I know I did, but in 2019, the voters of Washington State easily passed Initiative 976. Remember that? That's the measure that would have cut card tabs to $30 yet again. The state Supreme Court struck it down, but clearly it was the will of the voters to cut card tab fees, knowing it would mean a big cut in the state transportation budget, including the ferry system. After 976 passed, the ferry system stood to lose about 9% of its operating budget. And money equals employees. Less money, fewer employees. So, while the governor's vaccine mandate cost the ferry system 7% of its staff, let's remember this is happening in a state which, not 2 years ago, was ready to impose an even bigger cut on the ferry system. And to the people who for years have been demanding across-the-board cuts in state government, why on earth would you want the governor to resign? He just made your fondest wishes come true.